Theoretical recap. A development environment is the set of tools a developer uses daily to write, test, and run code. Three components are absolutely central, and you will interact with them constantly throughout your career as a full-stack web developer. The code editor is where you write your source code. It is a specialized text editor that provides features like syntax highlighting, auto-completion, and error detection. The most widely used today is Visual Studio Code, versus Code, but others exist such as Sublime Text or WebStorm. A common beginner mistake is confusing a code editor with a word processor like Microsoft Word. They are fundamentally different tools. The terminal, also called the command line or shell, is a text-based interface that allows you to interact directly with your operating system, run scripts, install packages, and manage files and folders. Beginners often fear the terminal because it offers no graphical interface, but it is one of the most powerful tools in a developer's arsenal. On macOS Linux, it is called Terminal. On Windows, it is PowerShell or Git Bash. The web browser is not just for browsing the internet. For developers, it is a testing and debugging tool. Its built-in developer tools, accessible via F12 or right-click > inspect, allow you to inspect HTML structure, debug JavaScript, monitor network requests, and analyze performance. Confusing the browser as a simple viewer rather than a diagnostic tool is a classic beginner error. These three components, editor, terminal, browser, form the core triangle of your daily workflow. Understanding how they relate to each other is the first concrete step toward thinking like a developer. Workshop brief. Now that you have a clear picture of what a development environment is and the role of its key components, this workshop asks you to stop reading and start doing. The goal is simple but meaningful. You will identify, open, explore, and document each of the three core components of a development environment on your own machine. This is not about coding yet. It is about becoming familiar with your tools before you use them intensively. Start by locating and opening a code editor on your machine. If you do not have one installed, install Visual Studio Code, free, available at code.visualstudio.com. Once open, take a few minutes to explore its interface. Identify the File Explorer panel, the main editing area, the integrated terminal, yes, versus code is one built-in, and the extensions marketplace. Create a new file, name it index.html, type a single line of plain text inside it, and save it. Do not worry about HTML syntax at this stage. The point is to practice the action of creating and saving a file in an editor. Next, open a standalone terminal on your system. Terminal on macOS Linux, PowerShell or Git Bash on Windows. Run at least three basic commands. One to display your current directory, pwd on macOS Linux, cd on Windows. One to list the files in that directory, ls or dir. And one to navigate into a folder of your choice, CD folder name. Observe the output carefully. Note what information is displayed and what each command does. If a command fails, read the error message. Error messages are data, not obstacles. Then open your web browser, Chrome or Firefox recommended, and navigate to any simple web page. Open the developer tools using F12 or by right-clicking anywhere on the page and selecting Inspect. Spend time exploring at least three tabs. Elements, to see the HTML structure, console, to see JavaScript output and errors, and network, to see all resources loaded by the page. Try clicking on an HTML element in the Elements tab and observe how the page highlights it. This is a critical skill you will use every single day. Finally, write a short personal report of 200 to 400 words documenting what you discovered. Your report must answer the following questions. Which editor did you use and what are the three interface elements you found most useful? Which terminal commands did you run and what did each one output? Which developer tools tabs did you explore and what did you observe? What surprised you or confused you, and how did you resolve it? This reflective step is not optional. It is what transforms a technical exercise into genuine learning. You have 2 hours to complete this workshop. Work through each step methodically. You are encouraged to consult the previous lessons, what is a development environment, and welcome and chapter goals, official documentation, and any internet resources you find useful. You may work alone or ask for help, but write your report in your own words. Submit your report, as a text or PDF file, or directly in the submission field, before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be evaluated.